Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody panic!
Why?
Sell! Buy! I don't know what's going on. The good news is, when you don't have a lot of money to start with, you don't have a lot of money to lose. Anyway.
In this economy? I feel like that's an evergreen thing to say.
In this economy?
In this economy?
Yeah. Well, in this economy, we need to speak regularly with our financial expert, Dave Simons, partner and managing director at One Private Wealth. Dave, thank you for joining us in this economy.
Well, thank you for having me, as always, as I call you remotely from the warm and humid confines of Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh, why are you there?
Well, wow, in unison. That was in stereo.
We do it all the time. It's what happens when you live together with somebody for a long time, you know?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
We don't live together.
We don't live together.
No, we don't live together. I just really wanted to throw everybody
Hancock
off, and it worked.
Hancock and Kelly, on the other hand,
yeah, Michael and John
together.
They live together.
They do.
Yeah.
Anyway, Dave, why are you there?
I'm down here for a little business, but let me tell you something. This is really fascinating because I've been coming down to this area for many years and have just been amazed at the unbelievable amount of construction. And we all know the news that, you know, Texas in general and DFW area in particular, one of the fastest growing areas. And I've witnessed it. But this time I'm down here and it has come to a complete stop.
Really?
And I'm in a neighborhood where I've seen all these for sale signs. So I asked somebody, one of the trustees here, and I said, how many homes are for sale here versus how many homes that are in this big complex? And he said, well, we've got 1,100 homes. So it's pretty big size place, community. 100 are for sale out of 1,100. You don't need to be a math major to know that's about one out of every 9 or 10 have a for sale sign here. And I'm thinking, wow, that's crazy. What happened? And it's a confluence of things that I don't need to bore everybody with, but other in general, it's just way overbuilding for the massive influx of people moving down here. And they still are. There's still net amount of people moving down here, but it got a little overdone. And then with all the fear, you talk about the economy, that has caused a lot of people to sit on the sidelines and go, well, maybe we'll wait to kind of see how all this tariff thing plays out and how the economy plays out, where interest rates are. I need to tell you, too, though, in comparison, back home in St. Louis, that's not happened. It's still a pretty good hot seller's market.
What is it about? Because I'm just reading about that yesterday, that wealthy investors have sort of been, like you said, on the sidelines, just seeing how things go. Why does that happen, that people who have the resources, they do sort of sit back and just see how things go, while everybody else who tries to get by, needs to get by, is sort of spending money? If that makes sense, it's like the people who have money don't. Is that why they have it,
Chris?
Because they're so careful?
Chris, you just hit on a really interesting point, and that's one of the more fascinating things that I love about this business is the psychological and emotional component. And it's one of the things that really drew me to it. But here's one thing interesting. It took me many years to kind of finally go, wow, I think I know what happens here. The more money that people get, and you make your first 10,000, then you've got 100,000. And then for people who are fortunate and they get into the seven figures, many of them actually get a little tighter with their money, where I just made my first 100,000 and I'm going to take this big expensive vacation to Europe and I'm going to spend $15,000 or $20,000 because they've never seen that kind of money. Though years later, they might have 5 million, like, can we really afford that trip to the Grand Canyon? Let me think about this. Like, are you kidding me? But that's what served them well. And Chris, to what you just mentioned, it's one of the reasons why they've acquired that much money is it just starts to pile up. It's my job to then start thinking about really big life issues. Like, what does this money mean to you? Every dollar has a purpose. What about some kind of foundation, some kind of a charitable giving? Do you want to really die with $20 million? That's a growing part of my business as people get wealthier.
When you start working with people, and I guess, like, you know, everyone has their own specialty in the different demographics or tax brackets that you're working with. But do you ever find there are people who feel, I've waited too long to start saving, you know, I'm too old, it doesn't matter anymore, and almost like they're not saving because they feel like it's too late or it's not going to make a difference at this time?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Amy. That is a problem, and it's something that, I'll put it this way. I don't know that there's one person, let's say, who's older and retired, who says, you know, I did everything right. I started investing at the right age, and I did the right. Everybody has regrets. And if I had to compartmentalize this, I would say that the number one regret is probably I didn't start soon enough. Even people who are very successful later in life and amassed a pretty good amount of net worth will say, no, I didn't. I started too late. But I get it, man. If you know, I guess I'm like everybody else. You're just trying to get on your feet when you get out of school and you're starting your career and you're not making much. And I got married at 26, and then you start raising a family, and you get into your 30s, and you think you're kind of behind, and then you start to compare yourself, right? You're like, well, my next door neighbors, am I doing as good as them? They're my age. That's part of the problem. So let me just encourage anyone who feels like it's too late. It's never too late. It really isn't. I just encourage anyone, I don't care how old you are, to start looking into this, make it a priority, and let time be your friend, even if you feel like you've let a lot of time pass by. There is no such thing as too late to start any kind of long-term investment plan.
Do you think people don't invest the older they get if they feel like they haven't started soon enough? It's almost like, I give up. I already screwed up. So what's the point? How often do you think that happens?
Probably more than we would like to admit. I think there's one component of investing where you can say it's probably too late. And this one's an obvious one. And I've actually had this happen where somebody says, you know, I think I need to start like a 529 education plan for my kids when they go to college. Oh, how old's your kid? Oh, he just graduated from high school. Okay.
He starts tomorrow.
You might. Yes.
Starts college tomorrow. And
you might be a little too late. Okay, go ahead and still start saving something. That should have been started earlier. But I mean, really, Chris, you could be 50 years old and say, man, I just have not done a great job. I've been so focused on my work and I've not made a lot of money. And yeah, I have this little bit of 401k and you think you're never going to make it. It's just not true. Yeah, maybe you're not going to make as much as you had dreamed of in your 20s or 30s and you wish you could do things over. But if you're still going to work 10 plus years, 15, 20 years, that still is a long time to let the magic of compounding work. And it really does. It's such a back-ended concept, back-loaded concept. Here's the other thing that's connected to what we're talking about. Not only do some people feel it's too late, the reverse can happen sometimes where people invest early, but they don't see the magic of it happening right away. Say, man, I've been investing for 10 years. I started when I'm 30. Now I'm 40, and I still don't have anything. And I encourage people, no, I get it. You will see the magic of compounding happen by the time you're 60. It is so back-end loaded. And I like to use the math to say, turning $100,000 into $200,000 in your 401k is the same as turning $1 million into $2 million on a percentage basis. But to even get to that million, it takes years and even decades, of course. So you just got to stay with it. And then the numbers will finally start to mean something to you way down the road. It will happen.
Dave, we continue to follow the tariff drama between Donald Trump and Xi Jinping of China. I guess my question is, when will the regular average American consumer feel the results of these conversations and tariff threats?
You know, the best guess I can give you, Amy, is probably later this summer. That's what a lot of analysts who follow this kind of thing on a daily basis are saying, because it's still, most of it is still being negotiated. Yeah, you're starting to see some incremental changes in some prices occur, but nothing across, across all industries and product lines where the average consumer is going to notice it. But if the averages, the estimates are all over the board, but let's just say it really is going to be 10% across the board. In some cases, 15 to 20%. China might be a little higher. You are going to see higher prices in most goods and services. The question is, though, how much are the corporations willing to eat to hurt their own bottom line to keep prices low? That's the question. That is hard to say, because I've read some of the reports of these CEOs and CFOs in their earnings calls. Some companies, especially very low margin retail companies, don't have a lot of extra room. And they say, we have no choice. We're going to have to raise prices. Others that have some wiggle room say, I think we could eat some of these prices and maybe we don't see it. Amy, it still really is an unknown. But in answer to the question, I don't think we'll see anything right away. We're probably going to look at later this summer before we can really answer that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, how much more challenging is it to approach that if you have investors, if you have, you're on the stock exchange? I mean, you've got people who have put money into you and they want a return. So you have to be looking at them.
All the time. And that's exactly right, Chris. That, you know, as I like to say, I'm in my fourth decade of doing this, and I've been through some really horrific bear markets, some really great bull markets. I've never seen anything like this. The volatility, what we witnessed in April, by the way, is historic. It was the fastest drop and quickest rebound to previous highs that we've ever seen in the long history of the U.S. stock market. How in the world do you manage through that? What is the advice that I give to individual investors to say, oh, yeah, good luck with that. You have no idea. All it takes is the president to tweet this or say this and boom. Market goes off in one direction. Well, really, you don't do anything. The old saying is, don't just do something, sit there. And that's kind of what we've had to do here. And you know what? We've made money. We're up year to date. Yeah, I would never have believed that if somebody said this is Everything is going to happen. And look at the market. I'm like, oh my gosh, how far are we down? Well, the point is the average, you know, the S&P is actually slightly up for the year now. The NASDAQ and the Dow are just slightly below. But yet investors who stuck with their plans, their reasonable diversified plans, should be up a little bit this year. I would not be making any huge changes right now. I am not overly bearish. I don't think the economy is going to crash, but I also question the ability of the market to take off to the upside because I think we're a little overvalued. But I think we can still incrementally make some gains this year, even with higher tariffs. I'm constructively positive still.
Dave Simons, good to talk to you again. As always, we appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. As always, talk to you next week.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.